Hi, everybody. It's Camille. Welcome to another episode of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. I apologize if I'm a little croaky today. I'm just at the tail end of a cold. So today's question is from Cheryl. She writes, I wonder if you have any suggestions on how to effectively and kindly give feedback for students for whom English is not a native language. If a rubric doesn't specifically allocate points for grammar and writing, I sometimes suggest reading through it again to catch any issues and provide an example or two. That approach isn't limited to non-native English speakers. I don't want to seem overly picky, but if I don't point out issues, am I doing the student a disservice? So it's such a great question. And before I answer it, I do want to point out that I am not an expert in non-native English speakers in terms of university level work or anything like that. I am just muddling through this on doing the best I can do. And that's the place that I'm coming from when I share these answers with you today. So here's how I do it. In my courses, which are graduate level physiology and pathophysiology courses, I come from the approach that my job is not to teach students to be better writers. I don't know how to do that. That is not my background. And it's not one of the learning outcomes of my course. So my approach is that if I can understand what the student means, if their writing is clear enough that I understand, or their speaking is clear enough that I understand, and that they have correctly presented the content factually, in a factual way, then that's good enough for me. I might make a note, something like, you may just want to double check spelling and grammar. I think most people in this situation understand that their spelling and grammar or their, conjugations or things like that are not perfect. But I just like to make a note to acknowledge that it wasn't absolutely perfect. But I tend not to take off points for that sort of thing because I don't think somebody should fail my class because their grammar isn't perfect because they're not a native English speaker. As somebody who is working on learning a language myself, I can't even imagine trying to take any kind of course, even a kindergarten level course in a language that I don't speak as a native speaker. So I really feel a lot of compassion and awe of people who are in this situation. Now, what about if people have turned in something where you can't entirely understand what they meant, or there are two different ways you might interpret it. They haven't clearly communicated what you needed to see related to the content. In those situations, I will refer people to student services. I don't necessarily go through and copy edit, point out every flaw and every, missed conjugation or misspelled word or anything like that. But I will say, here in question number 7, I wasn't sure if you meant this or that. I think it might be related to language issues. So why don't you reach out to student services? They have language tutoring. They have people who will help proofread. And they also have access to Grammarly, which is a service that people can use to grammar check their writing. I do have some concerns about Grammarly just in terms of intellectual property issues and privacy issues for the students. But I do think it's worth considering for people who are in this position where they're struggling with their writing and it's not coming through clearly. The other thing to consider in this situation is having assignments that are flexible enough so that people who are not native English speakers can find a pathway through the material that allows them to express themselves in the best and most clear way that they can. So I always try for assignments to have options for people to do verbal submissions or written submissions. I try to do some things that involve art or creative expression and this sort of thing. And I find that that allows people to pick the place that they feel more comfortable. I've had some students say, I don't want to do a video recording of my voice because I don't think my language is that good. I feel self-conscious about it, but I'm perfectly happy to write because I feel like I can edit that. And I have some students who are the other way, where they feel fine talking, but when it comes to the written assignments, they feel like that's more formal and they're not as skilled in their English writing. So having options for students really helps. The other thing I try to do is a lot of peer feedback on big assignments, and sometimes the other students will give helpful feedback as well. Realistically, these days, most word processing programs do have grammar and spelling check included, like Word or Google Docs or things like that. So I always recommend that people take advantage of that, if they do see that squiggly line appear, to reach out to our student services or someone else and say, hey, what is wrong with this? How can I fix this? How can I get those squiggly lines to go away? So that is one option. Another thing I did want to point out is that in OneNote, which is part of the Office 365 suite, there is a translate function. And this may actually be true on Word documents as well. But I actually, for many of one, at least one of my classes, I have all the content in OneNote so that the students can copy the whole course and take it with them when they leave. And a side benefit of that is that students who speak other languages, of course, they don't have every single language, but they have a lot of the major languages, that students who speak those languages more fluently than English can translate that content and perhaps read it in a language that feels more comfortable to them. So that is another option to look into. The last question that Cheryl had was, if I don't point out these issues, am I doing the student a disservice? So here's my approach to that. When I am grading a major piece of work, this is not just sort of a small weekly assignment or something like that, but a larger assignment. And the student, where I know that they are not a native English speaker and they've turned in what is, less than optimal in terms of writing skills, I grade them on the content, what they have actually conveyed. And then at the end, I will usually write a little note that, hey, you may want to just double check this for, spelling and grammar. I noticed a few errors and overall, excellent work focusing on the actual content that they turned in. So I like to acknowledge that it wasn't perfect, but like I said, I don't want to take off points for that, generally speaking. And this is true really for my non-native speakers and for my native speakers, because I don't always know necessarily. And I also, just fall back on that. On the other hand, I do want to kind of make a note to myself that there are some issues there, because sometimes I do get asked to write letters of recommendation or things like that, where I'll be asked to evaluate the person's communication skills. So sometimes what I will do is write a note in the gradebook for myself, a private note to myself, that will just say, hey, the student seems to be a non-native English speaker and, is still developing in their writing skills or something like that. And that way I just have a note to myself that if I do need to write them a letter, I should mention that this is still an area where they continue to improve or something along those lines. So that is my take. I would really love to hear how other people handle this. Really, my goal is to make the course as beneficial as possible for all the students, including those who are non-native language speakers, and also to make it as easy as possible for people to show me what they're learning and not to let language be a barrier for doing that. So I hope that was helpful. Please send me your questions. I'd love to hear them. And I hope you all have a great week. Take care.